As the time nears for Iraq to disarm or face possible U.S. military action, humanitarian groups are expressing growing alarm. They say that they have trouble doing contingency planning for potential humanitarian crises should the U.S. go to war. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has the story.
The refugee and relief group called the International Rescue Committee was well-placed when the wars in Kosovo and Afghanistan started. It had operations already in neighboring countries, and like other NGOs, non-governmental organizations, it was able to quickly mobilize resources to help civilians caught up in war. The IRC's Sandra Mitchell says U.S. military planners need to know that Iraq is different.
In Kosovo and Afghanistan, the NGOs were operational in the border countries. They had large missions in place that they could increase capacity to shift resources over to the areas of need. That's just not the case in Iraq. And I'm talking about the large international relief agencies that do the majority of the heavy lifting in those types of scenarios. They're simply not present.
Mitchell says U.S. restrictions prevent humanitarian organizations like hers from doing the kind of contingency plan they should be doing, going to Iraq or neighboring Iran to check on food and water supplies and relief routes. Scott File is a retired colonel who runs a program on post-conflict reconstruction for the Center for Strategic and International Studies and the Association of the U.S. Army. He insists U.S. military planners do understand they will need help from non-governmental aid groups.
The U.S. military has some capability to deliver food, clean water, et cetera, but it's outclassed in terms of comparative advantage when you look at the scope of the problem in Iraq. Oxfam has more water purification capability, actually, than the U.S. Army does in some instances.
But it is politically awkward for U.S. officials and the non-governmental community to do the kind of contingency planning that's needed. If the U.S. allows NGOs to go to Iraq, that will be viewed as a step closer to war, even as the Bush administration says it's giving Saddam Hussein a final chance to disarm peacefully. NGOs, meantime, don't want to be seen as helping plan for a war. John Fawcett, a longtime humanitarian worker, says the United Nations agencies that are already operating throughout Iraq as part of the Oil for Food program are trying to keep their distance as well.
It's all about politics. They do not want to be seen to be taking a side in a war. Their UN agencies are very close to the Baghdad government. They're working very closely with them. So they're in a very difficult and awkward position. I mean, we realize that.
Still, Fawcett is urging UN agencies, even quietly, to prepare for the possibility of war and to share vital information about what's happening in Iraq, particularly in the center and the south of the country, where there is little international presence. One area of concern is the large-scale movement of people. In a report for the Brookings Institution, Fawcett explains that Iraqi government policies have left an estimated 1 million people displaced. For the past 30 years, he writes, the Iraqi regime has moved populations in order to gain control of oil resources and to strengthen Iraq's Sunni minority. One flashpoint is the oil-rich city of Kirkuk, where Saddam Hussein has resettled Arabs and forced out Kurds and other minorities.
It is a mixed city. Historically, there's been Kurds, Turkmen, Assyrians, and Arabs all living in Kirkuk. So it has a lot of displaced people from Kirkuk that wish to go home, and a lot of people now living in Kirkuk that have been resettled in other people's homes. So there's a real tangled mess that's going to occur there.
For now, these are topics for conferences in Washington and the periodic brainstorming sessions that USAID officials have been holding with private relief groups. One State Department official said the Bush administration is not asking for specific commitments yet from aid groups, but is in contact as it thinks about a post-Saddam Hussein Iraq. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.